Jack and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment talk. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about selling your house without a realtor.
Imagine that.
Imagine
that's
that.
Not possible.
This show topic was inspired by a rant on LinkedIn where someone very brilliantly said, here's a list of all of the largest lobbyist groups in Washington, and guess what number two is?
Isn't that funny?
Real estate agents.
Huh.
The Association of Realtors is the number two largest lobbyist in the country, propping up the industry falsely.
Exactly.
Messing with pure supply and demand in a free market.
Like even all, above tobacco?
All so you can spend 6% for no reason at all to sell your house.
Exactly. It's amazing.
I have to say this. I don't think Jill doesn't know this either. We have lost a material percentage of listeners to this show.
Uh-oh.
And potential customers because of this, because of our rant.
Because we don't like realtors?
Uh-huh.
Well, not all realtors.
It's directly our real opinion. This is for reality.
Yeah.
Our opinion has cost us money.
We know.
And I'm not sorry.
Okay. It's like used car salesmen. Would we be upset if we lost all kinds of listeners that were used car salesmen?
No.
It's the same thing. I hate to say it, everyone. But that's... okay. We'll get into it.
That's what the show's about.
Yep.
So if you're a real estate agent and you love your 6%, and you high-five your fellow real estate agents because you made 6% on little old lady Mrs. Jones' house because she doesn't know there's another option.
Right.
You can turn your radio off right now.
Exactly.
Otherwise, if you want to learn how to do it and make a ridiculous amount of money doing it the right way.
Right.
And being straight and up and honest and actually helping people, this is a good episode for you.
Yep. I have a lot to say. I'm saving it.
Go ahead.
Totally.
Before we actually get into the topic, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Stephen K. wrote, hey, I'm looking to sign up with this, with a service. The question is, anyone using Sign Now for electronic signatures with your buyers? I'm looking to sign up for this type of service and assume many of you active investors are utilizing this type of service. Looking for feedback on the good ones available. Chuck L. replied, I've used signnow.com for over a year and have had nothing but great experience using them. I've used others in the past, DocuSign and EchoSign, and this one has been right on top of them all for price, available functions, and ease of use. And then one of our other members, Luke, wrote, this is my favorite one. It was like $15 3 years ago when it was CudaSign. I got grandfathered in so much faster than DocuSign. So I wanted to point out that, okay, first of all, let me tell everybody what this is. Online document signing, whether it's a purchase agreement or a deed or things like that, some kind of a contract, you know, whatever, we're doing all kinds of different things in our business. So there's all kinds of online document services. So I want to point out, you know, A, this is a good one, and I love this question. And B, what I want to point out too is, this is what our online community is all about, everyone. This is the kind of stuff that we're chatting about every single day. One person finds one great thing, it's cheaper, faster, more efficient, better, shares it with the planet, meaning all of us, all of our people, and then we all move on. It's awesome.
I mean, I just wrote down a note here to have us take a look at it to change.
Yeah.
Because we've used DocuSign in our company for all the companies, House Academy, Land Academy, all of them.
Yep. I read the same thing too. I'm like, oh shoot, we need to get rid of DocuSign.
So we learn stuff. We learn stuff from our own sites and people here.
Exactly.
Which is good. It's how it's supposed to work, Joe.
Totally. It's such a good question.
So the summary is DocuSign is a little bit old and probably overpriced. SignNow.com is probably one you want to check out according to our members.
Exactly.
Today's topic, sell your house without a realtor. This is the meat of the show. Jill, take it away.
Oh, thanks, Jack.
I know you have a lot to say about it.
Well, I
see a lot of notes over there.
I do. Well, no, these are all, it's not all one, the same show, but it could be here. So what I was going to say was, first of all, most people, I don't think they know this. When you're moving and you decide you're going to sell your house, you know, for whatever reason, I think most people don't know that they can do this.
So let's clarify that real quick, because I agree with you. I get a lot of I get a question like this once a week, at least, maybe more. Mm-hmm. How can you guys do this? You don't even have a license.
I know.
And here's the, so for clarification's sake, you're absolutely right. We do not have a license. You need a license to represent somebody in the sale of their real estate, whether it's on a buy side or a sell side. The law says that. Mm-hmm. You don't need a license, for clarification's sake, to sell and buy your own real estate. Go ahead.
Do you know what's funny about that? How many kids jump in and help their parents and, you know, sell or buy a property or something as they're aging? Those, technically, those kids should be realtors.
How many kids help their parents sell their car online?
Right.
How many kids or people help older people sell stuff online?
Exactly.
It's really, it's being propped up.
It is.
The whole set of rules are being propped up by politicians.
I know. So number one, I would say most people don't know this. And you know what? You can do it. Those signs in Home Depot and Lowe's that have a stick attached and you can put in your grass in your front yard that says for sale by owner, it's totally legit, totally legal. So here's what happens. Most people here, you know, they decide they need to sell their home. They don't know anybody. So what do? They just randomly pick, you know, and you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
That's what's so sad too, you know. We've all talked about it here. We have a realtor in our family. My mom was a realtor for a while. You know, there are some out there that really earn their money and do good stuff. You know, I don't want to say everybody's bad, but I want to let everybody know you have choices and you don't have to do this.
I think it's fair to say this statement, and I think I defy anyone to disagree with me. For what a realtor does, they get paid too much money.
I agree.
So I'm not saying that the actual service that they provide is worthless and silly. No, that's not the case at all. I really do think that the service that they provide in most cases, not all cases, is valuable. It's just not worth 6% of the purchase price.
I was going to say, let's talk about this for a moment here. Where we live in Southern California, in our area, there are anywhere from, I don't know, let's say the bottom's at 2 to 20 million. So let's say 10 million. Let's just say there's a lot of homes around my vicinity that are worth, let's say 5 or 10 million. I'll scale it back. So what's 20%, please, Jack, of 5?
20%?
20% of $5 million.
Why 20%?
Or not 20, 6%. Not 20. Woo, that's my commission.
Well, let's just use the national average.
All right.
We'll get to the high end stuff in a second.
All right.
Because it is not scalable. Like every other business on the planet, you can't get a price break.
Thank you.
I mean, you can. You can ask for one. And some
people might give you 1%.
And everybody says that. They say, well, it's negotiable, but it's not.
It's not. It's so
they say it is, but if you ask a real estate agent, well, look, I need you to list my house for 2%, not 6.
Right.
They're going to say, okay, I'll check with my broker.
Right.
And they go back and check with their broker, and they come back and say, the odds behind the curtain said we only charge 6%.
Right.
National average for a purchase price for a house is in the $220,000 range. 6% of that is $13,000. What Jill's talking about at 2 million, now it's, you know,
$300,000
for 2 million.
6%? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm doing 5 million. I agree.
So I'm just supporting the sentence that I said. The service that they provide it costs way, way too much money. So what that does is it attracts, with this potential amount of money that you can potentially make,
it's true,
it attracts snakes.
It's true. Yeah, that's true, unfortunately. Because all they say, they walk around going, I only need one.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
So here's how the Association of Realtors works. It's really a brilliant, multi-level marketing scheme,
yeah,
like Amway or the best of them.
I love this. Keep going. Love it.
There's the National Association of Realtors if you become a licensed realtor by any state, you have to join it. Why do you have to join it? Because you want access to the MLS, right? Well,
right.
What's the MLS? The MLS is a database of all the property that's purchased and sold. So I'm going to refer to what happened to the taxicab industry over the last 5 years.
Okay.
This concept of Uber came in because everybody's got a database in their pocket right now or in their purse. And they can dial up You can go stand in a corner and take your chances and hail a cab. Or you can sit in the comfort of your home or your office and dial up an Uber car that's sitting down there waiting for you by the time you get down there, mm-hmm. down to the street. Well, this is the way of real estate. Real estate will go this way.
I know.
There are lobbyist groups and political groups that are stopping this from happening, even though, you know,
it's inevitable.
Multiple people are working on how to make it. You know, what's a reasonable value to help have somebody, a professional, help you sell your house? Forget about price. What do you think? What would you pay?
Oh, would I pay $10,000?
Yeah, $5,000. That's what I'm thinking. I think $5,000 flat fee consulting for somebody to come in and walk around and say, you know, we really need to clean this house out. I'll handle all the purchase, the contracts for you and stuff. Probably end up being a bidding situation. I'm going to help you price it.
Right.
Or maybe it's a la carte. Maybe say for pricing help, you pay $250 or there's package A, B, and C, just like every other industry.
That would be nice too. Do you want me to hold an open house? Check.
Yes.
Do you want me to be there?
Yep.
Check. Do you want me to make it look good?
Jill.
Check. Do you want me to bake cookies for you? Do you want me to really help? Check. Do you want me to advertise your property? Check. I mean, that would be cool. I would do that. If they really sat down and it was really, and then, you know what? Sadly, and if they really followed through, I'm sure that they do a lot of talking. And I just go back to like this one that my brother and I did where he did the open house and I baked the cookies. You know, we sold the house.
I would argue that. And I would actually use a service like that. And I would argue that they're actually, this whole 6% business, they're actually losing money. Because if you really sat down with a seller and listened to them, listen to what they say.
Yeah.
That they do want help cleaning their house out.
Right.
That's not a service provided by any real realtor.
It's true.
They need help.
Staging.
Staging the house. Maybe they need to just paint it.
Maybe the windows need to be cleaned.
Or maybe they just need a new roof. They'll get $20,000 more for a $4,000 roof.
Right.
Those are real value-added services that have nothing to do with what a real estate agent does at all.
It's true.
The real estate agent is motivated to get the person to sign their listing.
Right.
Get it in the MLS as fast as I can and sell it as fast as I can and move on to the next listing.
Right.
To do as little work as possible.
I have a question about this, though, Jack. Please tell me if I'm wrong. I've noticed some realtors that they just want to get the listing, and then they just kind of let it go.
Yeah, because that's what they teach. Because if you're a realtor, your time is valuable, like anybody. So if you imagine this, you get 20 listings, and 10 of them are going to sell pretty quickly. Another real estate agent, there's two real estate agents in just about every deal. So the buy-side agent's going to, they do all the work.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just are a listing machine,
All you're trying to do is get your name on there.
And who loses in this?
Yeah.
The seller.
Exactly.
The homeowner loses. What other industry is like that?
I know.
Where the homeowner actually is the one who the actual customer loses.
Exactly.
So it's a true 1950s business model.
Right.
Every time this topic comes up, somebody invariably says, well, wait a minute. Not all real estate agents are bad. Some of them are good. Some of them provide a good service. Okay, fair enough.
I was going to say that there's a once in a while time that
it
might be appropriate.
I'm tired of disclaimers.
But let's just say this, be honest. I could see, it doesn't have to be a requirement. It really is optional. What if you live in another country? I don't know. You're working overseas. You're in the military or something like that. And you need help because you can't be there to shop for a home. So you really need them to do all the groundwork before you show up for this one 3-day weekend. And they need to spend a week and a half picking out their top three that meet your checklist. That, I think, is appropriate. And that's a good...
Right. And before the internet, I think I would argue that's a huge value. There's value there. But it's just not... This is a 1950s business model. And there's the internet now. And even in the 80s. Maybe even the 90s, it was valuable.
True.
It's silly.
Yeah.
That's what the rest of the show is about. The rest of the show is the title of the show is Sell Your House Without a Realtor. Well, how the heck do you do that? Here's some statistics and some facts. These are how things like Uber get started. Put these statistics and facts when fresh new minds take three steps back into a situation and say, wait a minute, this old way that this has been done is not right. Here's that version for residential real estate. 60%, this is a Census Bureau statistic, 60% of the people who purchase SFR, single family residences, are the friends and family of people who live within a mile of that actual asset. So you know who's going to buy the house. There should be light bulbs going off over everyone's head. You know who's going to buy the house. So why do you need a realtor?
This is a perfect place for us to explain how we do it and what we're doing with House Academy.
Outstanding, Joe.
Thank you. Okay.
Outstanding.
So first is finding the asset. Would you share with us just a snippet, Jack? Because this is really your part.
Sure. This is exactly what we do and what we will eventually, when we release House Academy, what we'll talk about extensively and show, explain and teach. We pick, in a given zip code, we pick all the houses who don't have a mortgage at all. Why wouldn't you pick, this is what somebody asked me recently, it's a really good question, why wouldn't you pick the mortgages, all the houses that have like 80% loan to value? Mm-hmm. And here's why. We have a show coming up that explains this. Mortgages slow everything down. It's not that they're bad, they provide a great service, but they slow everything down. So if you have to close out a mortgage and start another one, it just adds 30 days to the process. And
exactly.
We're not into that.
Thank you.
We send a letter to everybody who doesn't have a mortgage, and we send it about 20% below what we think the market's, what we can sell the asset for. Ballpark.
Exactly.
It's very different if on $1 million house or a $200,000 house, it's different, but that's in essence what we do. Right. For every 2,500 letters we send out, one person signs it.
Yep. And then in our true fashion, what we've always done with land, Jack makes my phone ring, and then guess what happens? Here come the offers, and my phone starts ringing with people that say, thank you very much, I want to sell.
Your timing's perfect, my husband moved out, or, you know,
what the heck?
Maybe the most positive circumstance.
How about the kids moved out?
That's what I meant.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I want to move out.
That's it.
Know.
Yeah.
But your timing's perfect is my point.
Exactly. Whoa.
That was a continuation of the conversation that Jill
we had earlier. Oh yeah.
I know you're not my husband. It might be time that now.
I want to move out. I'm putting a house on the market. Just kidding.
So
that's hilarious.
And for whatever reason, they see the value, and we go in there.
For
and
whatever
help
reason,
them. I mean.
Wait. Let's back up for a moment, please. The reason is I just got a cash offer.
Yeah.
Let's back up for just a second. So what we're talking about here and how to sell without a realtor is really what we do. So we're reaching out to these people as legitimate investors and with a real cash offer. And I tell you, it's mind-boggling how many people still don't get this send an offer concept because it really works. I'm talking to these people, literally. They're calling me going, you know what? I have had other people reach out to me to buy my house. Probably because it's paid for, but you're the first one that ever gave me a number.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. Totally. I'm like, all right. And so then they can do their homework on us and they can look us up. Boy, I know that helps. And they can see that we're real legitimate, been in the business for a long time. This is what we do, investors, and we have the cash to do this, you know, and they can't sign fast enough.
Right.
It's awesome.
Then we buy it.
Mm-hmm.
We buy the house, we close on it. At the time that we're doing that, we send out another mailer within a 1 mile radius, and someone buys it from us for a little bit more, and everybody's happy.
Exactly.
It's still below retail, so the person who's buying it from us is getting a bargain. The person who we bought it from is, we solved a huge problem for them because they didn't want to go through the whole realtor thing.
And it's timing. I mean, these people are excited. They get cash in the bank. They can cash out in 10 days.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, it sounds crazy, but there's a lot of people that really want to do that.
They have a choice.
Yeah.
You know, we're not, nobody's saying you have to sign it. You have to sell your house to us or you're not locked in. You're welcome to go do whatever you'd like. We're not messing with the free market. That's
right.
Really my whole thing on this.
Exactly. Well, you know what? And let me share something too. Oh, I can hear people right now going, yeah, but you're offering way below
me
whatever.
Too.
But you know what? Let's all think about it too. 6% of that would have gone to a realtor. So they're saving that money right there. And they're getting cash right now. Oh, look, think of the timing. And honestly, we really do help them. If they say, I need help with a yard sale.
We help them with everything.
Yeah, I have boots on the ground and they will help.
We help them
move.
Details. We help them clean the house out. We arrange for all kinds of stuff. Joe and I are doing multiple transactions right now where we're arranging
for all
the stuff.
We're paying for inspections ourselves out of pocket.
Right.
We're doing all kinds of things. With one right now, it's an interesting solar panel issue. We're helping her solve the solar panel.
Yeah, she signed a
thing.
You know, she has a 30-year lease on a solar panel situation.
And
we're undoing all of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see a realtor do that.
Right? Could you imagine?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to hold your yard sale, and I'm going to do this pickle you've got yourself in. No. So there's the value. When you really take a step back and look at it, it's straightforward, no nonsense. We're doing the work that basically a realtor should do, and everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy. That's the whole key.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really take a lot of pride in that.
Yep.
We've been doing it with land for years and years and years and years. So it was no surprise when we started to purchase houses and apply the same concepts that everybody was happy.
Exactly. And then that's what we do. So you as say you're just a regular person listening to our show and you want to sell your house. What can you do? Well, number one, call us. Just kidding.
Please don't.
I'm joking. Totally joking. I'm only working with a few zip codes at the moment, and I'm not going to rattle them off right now. So anyway.
You know, I have a lot to say about that. Because when I built this whole business model for us, I really sat down and said, what's the best way to generate leads? That's really what we're doing.
Uh-huh.
And so the brand spanking new way to generate leads is to get your form, or to drive traffic on the internet to get people to have interest in selling their house. So they would fill out a form and say, my address is 123 Main Street, and I would like to sell my house for $160,000. And then so you receive the form on the inbound, and then you run through a checklist. How much more? Do they have a mortgage? What's the house look like? The number of forms that have to be filled out for you to actually purchase one asset is staggering.
I was saying, what a time killer.
I'd love to sell my house for 180
what
grand.
What a mess.
160,000, but my mortgage is 180.
And you're a mess.
That's all you do all day.
Scrambling all over the country going, well, what's this one worth? What's that one worth?
Even
what
if it's
mess.
In one area. There's.
You know, I wouldn't even bother.
It's a real difficult, you have to be really staffed for that.
Right.
So I see a lot of people on the internet talk about this all the time. We just got 400 leads in. How many houses did you buy? Oh, well, we haven't gone through them yet.
Well, what's the point of that? Jeez, exactly. It's just like, and it's like you're saying, now you're out looking for it instead of letting it come to you. And like what you do, Jack, this is the whole point. We pick an area. Jack hyper focuses on the area down to the blocks. And we're gonna, I know there's a
block.
Show coming up
census
here too.
Track, yeah.
And you're so good. And there's a way, it's not like you have to go house by house, everyone. There's a way to look at these assets as a chunk. Cause we all know that there's always like, there's a street there where north of the street is priced one way and south of the street's priced another way. And that's where Jack comes in, and he's such a pro at that. So
it would all be wasted if no one answered the phone, Jill, trust me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But that's what we're doing. So we actually did the work up front. I mean, that's it too. So when these people call back and they're ready to go, we're ready to go too.
We call it, let the mail do the work for you.
Yeah. Or let Jack do the work for you.
You know what? That's a sign that should be over my desk.
Exactly. I know, poor Jack. I'm always like, my phone's not ringing. Oh, God, here we go. Send that more mail.
Well, you've done it again. You've spent another 25 minutes with us listening to the Jack and Jill Show. Join us tomorrow where we discuss how to census tract mailer pricing, what Jill just said.
And we answer your questions should you have one on the Jack Jill online community. Go find it. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I think that was a good, helpful show.
Me too.
I really do think that there's still so many people walking around the planet that just their first thought is, okay, well, do you know a realtor? I don't know one, you know, and then they're just kind of like, you know, it's like getting on a map and throwing a dart and trying to decide where you want to, you know, go on your next vacation.
Yeah.
You can't do that with a realtor, you know?
You know, every time this topic comes up, I say to myself, yeah, it's not, we rant a lot about it.
We're passionate about it.
I know. Here's the thing, though. We have to raise awareness, right?
Yeah.
It's not the most fun show to listen to. It's not the most fun show to actually do. But it has to be said.
It does.
Because we both feel so strongly about it.
I know. We really want to share it. Save everybody.
It's a true conspiracy. It's a true, real, documented conspiracy. Truly. That's what this is.
I know, and I'm going to leave it at that. Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there.
We are Jack and Jill. Information
and inspiration to buy undervalued property.